It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Detroit.
And I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West. We know that bloodshed is down in most of Iraq, yet violence still plagues areas north of Baghdad where the Kurdish and Arab populations intersect. In fact, U.S. commanders are considering increasing troops there. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports on this tense region along Iraq's ethnic fault line.
Foothills surround the town of Jalula in the northeast of Diyala province. Both Kurds and Arabs claim an historic link to the town, though ethnic cleansing during the former regime left Jalula with an Arab majority. Mohammed Rahim Rashid is at work building a new mosque in one of Jalula's Kurdish neighborhoods. He remembers being evicted along with 1,500 Kurdish families in the 1970s. When Saddam Hussein's rule ended in 2003, Rashid was among the first to move back. Soon after that, Kurdish soldiers arrived in Jalula to provide security. So long as the Kurdish soldiers were in charge, says Rashid, there were no explosions or car bombs. I felt safe, he says. For 5 years, Jalula was a de facto part of Kurdistan, the autonomous region in northern Iraq. But last summer, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki ordered the Kurdish soldiers out and replaced them with Arabs. With Maliki's troops, we're uneasy, says Rashid. It's like having the Ba'ath party back again, he says. Kurds are harassed at checkpoints and afraid to go out at night. Violence increased in the city, including a suicide bomber who killed dozens of mourners at a Kurdish funeral just last month. Arabs see it differently, says Abdul Manim al-Jabouri, an Arab shopkeeper on Jalula's main street.
I'm a neutral person, but when the Iraqi army came in here, they set things up well. Now things are much better. Before, it was chaos.
But Jabouri was the only Arab in town who agreed to be recorded. Others implied they were afraid of the Kurdish secret police in Jalula. Worse yet, Arabs and Kurds in Jalula claim the new Arab police force is heavily infiltrated by insurgents. Even locals are afraid to travel the road south of the city. And to the north, Kurdish soldiers run heavily fortified checkpoints. It's not clear which is more volatile, the insurgency or the ethnic tension.
Former regime loyalists, as some of these extremists, want to turn the conflict from one between the new Iraq and the extremists to one between Kurds and Arabs.
Barham Saleh is Iraq's deputy prime minister. He's also a leading Kurdish politician. Saleh admits that ethnic politics are at play. The Kurds claim that Jalula should be part of their region. Prime Minister Maliki accuses the Kurds of grabbing land and undermining Iraq's sovereignty. Until the matter is settled, says Saleh, it only helps the insurgents.
We simply cannot allow this situation to continue where there are ambiguities, and we all have to remember the Federal Security Services as well as the Kurdistan Regional Government Security Services. We should all be one in fighting the terrorists and the extremists who want to destabilize the situation there.
But heated rhetoric continues, and each side suspects the other will use the violence in Jalula as an excuse to try settling the matter by force. The U.S. military considers itself an ally of both sides in the conflict, and it's unclear just what American soldiers will do if those two allies come to blows. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Jalula, Iraq.